problem.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. And the thing you put on a horse, if you're going to take it out and drive it.
A harness.
Right. And the things you hold on to are called?
The reins.
And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
You know what you call the horse on the left in plowing?
Call him on the left?
Yeah, the one that's on the left, the one that walks in the furrow in plowing.
Is he a lead horse?
Oh, that's right, sure. And then if something isn't a considerable distance away, you say, oh, that's just a little...
Just a short distance.
Yeah, and if it's a considerable distance, you might say it's
a long way off.
All right. And if something isn't hard to find, someone's, very concerned about finding something, that's nothing to worry about. You can find that almost...
anytime.
Okay. And the things, the trenches cut by a plow are called...
the trenches that are cut by a plow.
Yeah.
Let me see.
What you planted.
Rows.
Okay, or fur.
Furrows.
Yeah. And that farmer is very happy. He says, we raised a big... of wheat, a big
crop.
Right. And to get all the shrubs and trees off the land, they might say they
cleared it.
Right. And if the grass and clover came up again, they might call that a, they would cut it again, they'd call that a...
if you weeding it?
No, I was thinking of a second cutting or a volunteer crop. Either one of those familiar to you? Or when wheat is harvested, what they call it, what they tie them up in?
Bundles.
All right, and then maybe they take all the bundles and put them together and make a...
stack.
All right. And then you have 39 bushels of wheat, and add, you have 39, you have one bushel of wheat, and you add 39 more, and then you have 40...
bushels.
All right. And something that, this was done to oats. They had to cut oats and then they'd have to
thresh them?
Sure. And if you're talking of the distance from one place to another, you might say 2 miles, this is the greatest distance you could go. You just can't go beyond. You should say 2 miles is the, I could go.
As far as I could go.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
yours.
And if it belongs to you, you'd say it's...
mine.
And if it belonged to them, you'd say it's...
theirs.
And if it belonged to... you'd say it's...
ours.
And if it belonged to him...
his.
And to her...
hers.
And if you want to know when someone was coming back, you might say, when are...
when will you be back, or when are you coming back?
All right, now would you use that... what if there were 4 people and you were talking to all of them? What might you say?
Are you coming back, or are you all coming back?
Okay. All right. Now, would you ever say, if you were talking about, would you ever use the expression like, you all's car? You all's car is in the, you have to keep you all's car in the driveway or something like that?
Because no. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it very seriously, but I might.
All right. Can you think of a situation in which you'd use it?
What, you all?
You all's. You know, in the possessive.
Mm-mm. Maybe I would say you all come back to see me, but not about anybody's, no.
Okay. And if you want to know everything that a person said, might you say what?
I want to know everything what they said.
Yeah, or might you ever say what all?
What did you talk about?
Mm-hmm. Or what, would you ever say what all did they say? Does that sound familiar? What all?
Yeah. I might would say, well, what all did she say, or what all did they say, yeah.
Okay. And a loaf, a different kind. Now, tell me about the different kinds of bread. Did your mother used to bake bread?
No.
All right. What kinds of bread did you, was it all, you got all your bread at the store?
No, well, she made biscuits, but she didn't make loaves of bread.
What kind of bread are made in loaves, kinds of breads?
Well, wheat, rye,